So I hope you're enjoying having a look at these Christmas postcards. And I think we'll all agree that, principally, I have to say, these wonderful decorations at the back were done by Ruth, I think. Ruth Simons, is it in the main? Wherever she is, there she is. Wonderful. Making it look all very Christmassy. And I guess the theme that I was looking to draw out from these postcards which we've had, which ones have we had so far? We've had Mary responding to the rather unusual angel Gabriel. We've also had three kings responding to a star that was moving and to some ancient writings. And for me, the common theme among them, and from the one we're going to see, which is about shepherds, is the theme of faith. And I think faith is such a simple concept, but it's also a concept which we don't hear about much in our everyday life. So I think I've worked in about 6 or 7 different jobs now in my since my 20s, and no one's ever really said to me, "Have you got faith, John, in the work you're doing?" I think, well, what a weird question that is. And I used to play football, believe it or not. Not professionally, no. But in a very amateur way. But people would often talk about what's the plan for that team and how are we going to play this game and what we're going to do with that. But it was very rarely would anyone say, have we got faith we're going to win this game? It was almost, we'd talk about plans and tactics. We wouldn't talk about faith. And I might be wrong here. I know there's a number of teachers in the room. But I get the impressions that teachers will often talk about their value-added plan for certain children. But like they might not talk about the faith they've got in a certain class or the faith they've got in certain children. And I think there's two categories of faith. And I put down here, I think faith is when I believe that I can do something or I believe something will happen before I've seen it take place. And the first category of faith, which I'm going to say, is what I'm going to call everyday faith. So I have faith. Let's see, have you got faith with me in this everyday faith? I'm going to hit this light switch. Do you believe the lights will come on?
No.
Okay, so we've got some real people with problems over there. The answer is? Oh, there we go. I've got faith that if I ask someone to leap off their chair and stand up with me and jump up and down. Hop! Whoa! I thought she could. And I've got faith, and other things as well. I've got faith, if you give me a day over the Christmas holidays, I can, broadly speaking, decorate a room and do an okay job on it. Oh, I've got faith for that. So I've got everyday faith, but that's quite easy because, in fact, we all demonstrate it every day and people all over the world demonstrate that faith because it's stuff we've seen before, it's stuff we've done before, maybe there's a little bit of evidence behind it. It's nice and easy. But there is something which is a different type of faith. And in the Bible, it says when you have a confidence in what you hope for and a certainty about what you do not see. And that's what I'm going to call faith of the Bible. And that second big category of faith, like what I'm calling faith of the Bible, is where you've got faith in something which maybe you haven't seen yet or you don't know that it's necessarily going to happen. So, for example, if I were to pick on Chris, who's sitting just here. Chris, have you got your car keys there? Or did Christine drive? Is it okay if I just borrow your car? And got a few jobs to do today, and I'll pop it back to your house about 7 or 8 o'clock at night tonight. Is that okay? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he's too busy eating chocolates to care. It doesn't matter. Anyone else feeling full of faith to lend me their car for the day? Okay. You've seen me drive. Maybe have I got faith in a colleague of work, a colleague at work who I find a bit difficult, I don't really get on with that much, and they say they're going to do something for me. Have I really got faith that that's going to happen? And have I got faith in...